Good morning. It's 9:19 on Monday, April the 29th. Right? Yes, Monday, April the 29th. 9:19 a.m. April the 29th, 2019. This is going to be one of those walks. I'm freezing. I am so cold. I got a little, you know, yesterday I was a little bit overdressed. Today it's 34 and I'm a little bit underdressed. It's coming up. I've been pushing hard for the first mile. I mean, really, really hard. Trying to get a little body heat built up inside the shell here. I've got a polo shirt and a hooded sweater. A fleece hoodie. Jesus. And then a windbreaker on top of that and my gloves. And I'm trying to stay. I'm trying to build up a little body heat because I'm right on the edge of losing it. I've known for taking a chill and then being almost incapacitated from the shivering. And I can feel it lurking right across my shoulder blades. It wouldn't take much for me to be over that line. So I'm working hard to keep body heat going. I'm working hard to keep things moving. And just to add insult to injury, I forgot to take my pills last night. So I didn't get a very good night's sleep. I went to bed early but did not fall asleep. Well, earlier. And then was up way too soon this morning and realized that headache, the base of my skull, I should check to see what the status of my medication is. And sure enough, I had forgotten to take them last night. So I'm carrying the after effects of just having taken my medications about 2 hours ago. And it's too cold. And I'm trying to get some blood moving to counteract the sort of foggy, fuzzy, bobblehead feeling of not enough sleep, medication making me feeling really out of it, and still out here walking. So hi, good morning. Gosh, what a terrible morning. This really is an ugly looking morning out. I wanted to get out. I wanted to get it done so that I can go back, sit down, contemplate the possibility of perhaps just saying, this might be a good morning for me to lay down and take a nap. To let the worst of the medication effects work itself through my system. It's really kicking my butt. Holy Moses. So anyway, what am I thinking about? Mostly things I can't talk about. I need to come up with something to write about for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers coming up at the end of the month. Coming up at the first Friday. I have to have a blog post ready for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. And I need to have a blog post ready for me in like 2 days. And my blog post is going to be sad because I'm going to still have Darkness Paper is still not done. Cape Grace is still not done. Cape Grace is much closer to being done than it was last month, even though I thought last month it was really close. Over the course of this month, I've come to realize, no, I was fooling myself. Come on, keep walking. Building up a little internal warmth, but the warmer I get, the more difficult it is to stay awake. Which is weird, given that I'm not only standing up, but walking, and yet my eyes want to close, and my body just wants to say, the sidewalk doesn't look too bad, why don't we just lay down here and take a little nap? That way lays madness. Okay, so distract me from my physical condition. It's a floral, some kind of blossoming. I can smell. I don't know what kind of flower it is. It's a big white dogwood over here. Might be that, but it smells more like a daffodil or maybe a hyacinth or something. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Keep moving. Okay, that's exhaust. That was kind of... I had a UPS truck, three cars come by all at once, left a bit of a trail. I don't hear anything this morning. I don't know if it's because my ears are plugged up or the birds aren't making a lot of noise this morning. All I hear is cars. There's a bird way off in the distance. Oh, okay, I feel the warmth seeping in, and it's gotten me a little bit further away from the impending sense of, okay, I'm going to start shivering any second now, and that's going to be bad. So that's good. What a gray morning, holy crap. I'm looking around at the clouds and it's like completely, totally overcast. It's supposed to get up to maybe 40 today after being near 80 yesterday. So quite a mood swing in terms of the weather from feeling pleasant to feeling a little threatening. I don't know what it's supposed to do, if anything, by way of precipitation. Okay, focus, focus, focus. You can do it. I have to check and make sure to see if I actually did hit play. And yes, I did. Okay, phew. All right, get ready, sit with me. Mark Post, here we go. Dryer sheet. Somebody doing laundry first thing this morning. I'm having trouble keeping my eyes focused. And I'm sorry for this is sort of like I'm not exactly Bear Grylls, me against the wild, but it feels like this whole walk has been nothing but can I actually finish? And the reality is I'm pretty sure I can, but the process is leaving me more than a little bit off kilter. I'm finally warm enough. So, Off-World Trading Company, it's a good game, I gotta say. It's a really good game. It's too good a game because it's keeping me too distracted to be for my own good. It's one of the reasons I want to take a walk to see if I could break the stranglehold it has on me. Lilacs long hair are all leafed out now, except for the dead bits. I could pass a little hedgerow of some sort of low shrubbery, which is not to be confused with rubbery shrubbery. More laundry smell. I hear more bird action now. I don't know if it's actually because there is more bird action or if I'm just able to get out of my head far enough to be able to hear it. Almost home. Can do it. Do it. I'm almost home. I'm almost there. I just gotta get to the end of this block and then make a turn. Start the path northward. There's lots of lots of flowering dog around here. If that's what those white flower trees are, there's a lot of them. I can't see that one down the end of the cul-de-sac very well. Might be a flowering crab. It's a big tree though, gosh. It's beautiful. Here we go. Across the, next to the last street. Sorry for the whining while I'm walking. So yeah, Off-World Trading Company, it's still a way too engaging. I'm still losing ridiculously often for playing on as easy level as I am. The maps that come up though are just sort of difficult. Key resources, just like almost none, and they're all claimed by the time I get myself in position to actually reach out to take advantage of them. And they're gone. We can do it. Come on. Not a whisper of breeze here. Look at the flag. There's just the tiniest little ruffling of the flag and flagpole here. Wind out of the north-northeast. Everything looks so green. The reduced lighting gives everything all the color, a little more saturation. The green looks really green this morning. There's lots of really dark, dark green, almost forest. And then, you know, swaths of a lighter emerald green all over. Most of the lawns look, well, they look really cool is what they look like. Okay, I made it, I'm here. And I'm going to be actually at the back gate, the point where I say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.